New heading, Synergy and Communication. Synergy is exciting. Creativity is exciting. It's phenomenal what openness and communication can produce. The possibilities of truly significant gain, of significant improvement, are so real that it's worth the risk such openness entails. After World War II, the United States commissioned David Lilienthal to head the new Atomic Energy Commission. Lilienthal brought together a group of people who were highly influential, celebrities in their own right, disciples, as it were, of their own frames of reference. This very diverse group of individuals had an extremely heavy agenda, and they were impatient to get at it. In addition, the press was pushing them. But Lilienthal took several weeks to create a high emotional bank account. He had these people get to know each other, their interests, their hopes, their goals, their concerns, their backgrounds, their frames of reference, their paradigms. He facilitated the kind of human interaction that creates a great bonding between people, and he was heavily criticized for taking the time to do it because it was not efficient. But the net result was that the group became closely knit together, very open with each other, very creative and synergistic. The respect among the members of the commission was so high that if there was disagreement, instead of opposition and defense, there was a genuine effort to understand. The attitude was, if a person of your intelligence and competence and commitment disagrees with me, then there must be something to your disagreement that I don't understand, and I need to understand it. You have a perspective, a frame of reference I need to look at. Non-protective interaction developed, and an unusual culture was born. The lowest level of communication comes out of low-trust situations and would be characterized by defensiveness, protectiveness, and even legalistic language, which covers all of the bases and spells out qualifiers and the escape clauses in the events go sour. Worst-case scenario thinking. Such communication produces only win-lose or lose-lose. It isn't effective, there's no PPC balance, and it creates further reasons to defend and protect. But as trust increases, respectful communication begins to develop. This is the level where fairly mature people interact. They have respect for each other, but they also want to avoid the possibility of ugly confrontations. So they communicate politely and civilly, but not necessarily empathically. They might understand each other intellectually, but they don't really deeply look at the paradigms and assumptions underlying their own positions and become open to new possibilities. Respectful communication works in independent situations and even in many interdependent situations, but the creative possibilities are not opened up. In interdependent situations, compromise is the position usually arrived at, or a kind of pleasantly enforced consensus. Compromise means that 1 + 1 = 1.5. Both give and take. The communication isn't defensive or protective or angry or manipulative. It is honest and genuine and respectful. But it isn't creative and synergistic. It produces a low form of win-win. It's cooperative, but it isn't creative cooperation. It's transaction, but not transformation. Synergy means that 1 + 1 = 11, 16, 1,000, 50,000. The synergistic position of high trust produces solutions better than any originally proposed, and they all know it. Furthermore, they genuinely enjoy the creative enterprise. In fact, a mini-culture is formed which is satisfying in and of itself. It has its own immune system, so that no matter what other problems come down the pike, it has the internal capacity to synergistically deal with those problems. The PPC balance is there. There are some circumstances in which synergy may not be achievable, and no deal isn't viable. But even in these circumstances, the spirit of sincere trying and civility and respect will usually result in a more effective compromise, one that people are committed to making work. Fishing for the third alternative. To get a better idea of how our level of communication affects our interdependent effectiveness, envision the following scenario. It's vacation time, and a husband wants to take his family out to the lake country and enjoy camping and fishing. This is important to him. He's been planning on it all year. He's made reservations at a cottage on the lake and arranged to rent a boat, and his sons are really excited about going. His wife, however, wants to use the vacation time to visit her ailing mother, some 250 miles away. She doesn't have the opportunity to see her very often, and this is important to her. Their differences could be a cause of major negative experience. The husband says, "The plans are set. The boys are excited. We should go on the fishing trip." But his wife replied, "But we don't know how much longer my mother will be around, and I want to be by her. This is our only opportunity to have enough time to do that." The husband responded, "All year long we've looked forward to this 1 week vacation. The boys would be miserable sitting around grandmother's house for a week. They'd drive everybody crazy. Besides, your mother's not that sick, and she has your sister less than a mile away to take care of her." The wife rejoins, "She's my mother too. I want to be with her. Hey, look, you could phone her every night, and we're planning to spend time with her at Christmas family reunion, remember? That's not for 5 more months. We don't even know if she'll still be here by then. Besides, she needs me and she wants me. She's being well taken care of. Besides, the boys and I need you too. My mother is more important than fishing. Your husband and sons are more important than your mother." You can just imagine the scenario, cycling downward and downward. As they disagree back and forth, they finally may come up with some kind of compromise. They may decide to split up. He takes the boys fishing at the lake while she visits her mother. And they both feel guilty and unhappy. The boys sense it, and it affects the enjoyment of the vacation. The husband may give in to his wife, but he does it grudgingly. And consciously or unconsciously, he produces evidence to fulfill his prophecy of how miserable a week will be for everyone. The wife may give in to her husband, but she's withdrawn and overreactive to any new developments in her mother's health situation. If her mother were to become seriously ill and die, the husband would never forgive himself, and she couldn't forgive him either. Whatever compromise they finally agree on, it could be rehearsed over the years as evidence of insensitivity, neglect, or a bad priority decision on either part. It could be a source of contention for years and could even polarize the family. Many marriages that once were beautiful and soft and spontaneous and loving have deteriorated to the level of hostility through a series of incidents just like this. The husband and wife see the situation differently, and that difference can polarize them, separate them, create wedges in the relationship. Or it could bring them closer together on a higher level. If they have cultivated the habits of effective interdependence, they approach their differences from an entirely different paradigm. Their communication is on a higher level. Because they have a high emotional bank account, they have trust and open communication in their marriage. Because they think win-win, they believe in a third alternative, a solution that is mutually beneficial and is better than what either of them originally proposed. Because they listen empathically and seek first to understand, they create within themselves and between them a comprehensive picture of the values and the concerns that need to be taken into account in making a decision. And the combination of those ingredients, the high emotional bank account, thinking win-win, and seeking first to understand, creates the ideal environment for synergy. Buddhism calls this the middle way. Middle in the sense does not mean compromise. It means higher, like the apex of a triangle. In searching for the middle or higher way, this husband and wife realize that their love, their relationship, is part of their synergy. As they communicate, the husband really deeply feels his wife's desire, her need to be with her mother. He understands how she wants to relieve her sister, who has the primary responsibility for their mother's care. He understands that they really don't know how long she will be with them, and that she certainly is more important than fishing. And the wife deeply understands her husband's desire to have the family together and to provide a great experience for the boys. She realizes the investment that has been made in lessons and equipment to prepare for this fishing vacation, and she feels the importance of creating good family memories. So together, in empathic communication with each other, they pool those desires. They're not on the opposite sides of the problem. They're together on one side, looking at the problem, understanding the needs, and working to create a third alternative that will meet them. Maybe we could arrange another time within a month for you to visit with your mother, he suggests. I could take over the home responsibilities for the weekend and arrange for some help at the first of the week so that you could go. I know it's important to you to have that time with your mom. Or maybe we could locate another place to camp and fish that would be closer to your mother. The area may not be as nice, but we would still be outdoors and meet other needs as well. And the boys wouldn't be climbing walls. We could even plan some special recreation activities with the cousins, aunts, and uncles, which would be an added benefit. You see what's happening? They're synergizing. They're communicating back and forth until they come up with a solution they both feel good about. No one wins unless everyone wins. It's so much better than the solutions either of them originally proposed. They were win-lose and lose-win or compromise. It's so much better than compromise. It's a synergistic solution that builds PNPC, PC being an immune system, so that they can continue to do this in the future. Instead of a transaction, it's a transformation. They get what they both really want, and they build a relationship in the process.